Quads are used by many farmers to muster livestock and for other farm tasks, but this is the fifth consecutive year where the vehicles have been the leading cause of deaths on Australian farms. Quads and tractors accounted for almost 40% of the fatalities last year, and children accounted for 9% of those deaths. It seems the safety messages aren't getting through, and Associate Professor Tony Lower from the Australian Centre for Agricultural Health and Safety says the emotional toll for those involved is indescribable.
Look at any death, regardless of whether it's a farm-related death or an on-road death or some incident where something isn't expected. And I think everybody that would be listening to this today would have experienced that in one way or another and knows the impact that actually has, not just on the individual and obviously the families themselves, but also in the broader community, because those people then can't contribute to the community in which they live.
He says injuries are also debilitating.
We see some serious and very terrible trauma that does occur. And again, this has an impact that just flows right on down through not just the family, but also, again, the community and more broadly into society as well, because these people aren't able to undertake work and family life and social activities in the way in which they normally would. So that has a major impact on the way in which they have to lead their life and the things that they can and can't do.
Agforce Queensland Vice President Georgie Somerset says she wasn't surprised by the figures.
The reality is that this is one of the tools that is used by such a wide range of agricultural industries now. So in not just in broadacre agriculture, but in horticulture and allied services, there are quad bikes being used day in, day out. So in some ways it's not surprising, but it's always disappointing to hear about accidents and deaths.
Last year, there were two coronial inquests held into quad bike deaths, one in Queensland and one in New South Wales. At the Queensland inquest, it was heard that one in five people killed in a quad bike accident in Australia is a child. Those alarming numbers led Queensland's Deputy Coroner John Locke to suggest children under 16 should not be allowed to ride quad bikes. Mandatory licensing, roll bars, safety rating systems and specialised training were some of the other suggestions made to try and reduce quad bike injuries and deaths. When it comes to saving children's lives, Director of QuadSafe Australia Colin Lawson says he doesn't believe bans on children under 16 would be the best safety measure. He says helmets would be the biggest lifesaver for everyone.
The helmet that is currently available that people are using is designed for Harley Davidson on the bitumen to be used at 100 kilometres an hour. So then they don't really work in hot, slow, like for example, following cattle in those situations. They're just they work. They work if you roll the bike on your head. But the reason that people aren't wearing is because they're too hot to wear. Too hot and too heavy with not enough airflow circulation around the head. So, really I think once slightly harsher rules are enforced and say, well, everyone needs to be wearing a helmet. If you're operating one in a workplace situation, you need to be wearing a helmet. Currently, that's not the case. But if that did come in, well, then the market would follow and there would be more appropriate helmets being used.
He also wants safety courses designed specifically for farmers with subsidies in place.
The biggest problem is the current training package is antiquated, to say the least, and cumbersome. If you think about, say, for example, the dairy industry, dairy farmers generally operate quad bikes twice a day, every day. Now, they know an operator who's been doing that for years and years knows how to operate a quad bike in the sense of they know where the accelerator is, they know how the brakes work, they know all of that. What we need to do is come up with a training package that is relevant and is going to have the uptake by farmers. Currently, there is no subsidy for quad bikes at all. So that really is the next most important thing. The government needs to have a look at the training package, get it changed and get some subsidy happening so that people will actually do the training.
But Tony Lower says there is no evidence to suggest that training actually reduces accidents. He says the best way to reduce risk is by using alternative vehicles.
Because of the safety issues that have been highlighted around quads, there's been a large move to side-by-side vehicles, and certainly in our discussions with some of the retailers, they're seeing quite an explosion in certainly the numbers of side-by-side vehicles that are being sold.
But Agforce Queensland Vice President Georgie Somerset says quad bikes are a necessity on the farm. The problem is they're not suitable for all terrain.
We want our producers to be able to purchase a vehicle or purchase a quad bike that they understand is fit for the purpose that they're going to use it. And at the moment we seem to not have that clarity around safety, particularly around how safe certain models are and certain designs are for the purpose they're going to be used.